Having Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget. Many of you are calling in to give your opinion. If you're just joining us, we had Adam. He said, look, he contacted us. He said, I cheated on my girlfriend 9 months ago. It's been 9 months. She dumped me right away. I admitted to it. Like, she had suspicions, and I just told her, yes, I did cheat. And he's asking for her forgiveness. And, of course, her side was like, it was very hurtful.
It was devastating.
They were planning on getting, they're talking about marriage. Mm-hmm. They're talking about buying a house together. Like, she changed everything about her life because they had plans together, and then he threw it away
because, by cheating.
So, but he's saying, I will do whatever it takes. I told you right away I would never do it again. Please give me another chance, or at least please forgive me. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you think?
I think he should not be forgiven. I don't think that anything that he could sit here and say should make her want to come back. I mean, she was willing to give up her job. She was willing to move. She was willing to buy a house. She told all her friends and family, you embarrassed a woman. I mean, there's no getting that woman back. I mean, once you break a woman's heart that way the first time, there's no getting her back.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
Wow, yeah.
JP, what do you think?
I also agree with Mike. I don't think that she should, you know, forgive him. Like you're saying, you know, once you kind of go that far down that pathway, you know, you plan a life together, and then he kind of reverts it. Now, you know, he's realizing the grass ain't greener on the other side. He wants her back. It's just not it wouldn't work out in the end, you know, too much bad blood.
Okay. Man, these are excellent points.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I mean, we don't all have to agree. It's just how I feel.
Well, I mean,
I think they're great.
They're at least well stated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They definitely would not have any business being on a morning show with such great, clear, and precise points. How dare you be precise?
So articulate.
Krista, should Adam be forgiven?
Hey, so if I were her, I would forgive him and move on from the situation without him. He sounds very genuine in being sorry for what he did, so he does deserve to be forgiven. But if it were me, I wouldn't be able to live knowing that he did that and being afraid that he would do it again.
Yeah.
So, no, I would not go back to him.
Okay. Great call. Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Lauren. Mm-hmm. Lauren, should Adam be forgiven?
Absolutely not. I have to agree with everyone else. You know, she sacrificed a lot of aspects of her life for a potential marriage, and he sacrificed a potential marriage for some fun. So, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah, whole marriage, all these plans for one night of quote-unquote fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lauren. And let's go to Bruce. Bruce, should Adam be forgiven? Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget for cheating on his girlfriend 9 months ago. And, you know.
I'm speaking out of this from experience, too. But she should forgive him to help herself with the healing. But don't go back to him. He's done it once. He's going to do it again. This statistically, he's probably going to cheat again, higher than him not cheating. And if she wouldn't have got suspicious, he wouldn't have ever confessed about it.
Yeah, that's
scary.
Yeah,
I wondered
thing.
About that, too.
I mean, that's how I found out. I got suspicious, and then I called her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just forgive him to help you heal yourself, and you deserve a whole lot better than somebody's going to do something like that to you.
And just real quick, briefly, if you don't mind sharing, how did you catch your ex cheating?
Oh, she was cheating on a coworker. I got in some headway of people telling me some things, and I started digging into it.
I got you.
So, did you walk in and saw the actual act, or you just questioned her?
No, I questioned her, and she finally, it took her a while to fess up to it. But if I would have caught it in that, it probably wouldn't have went too well.
Yeah. Those crimes of passion, that's when it happens. Now you should do that.
Yeah.
It's like every Lifetime movie.
Exactly.
Every Lifetime movie has that scene. You're like, uh-oh.
And Dateline, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. Actually, real life. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can
Lifetime.
You get off a little bit, some leniency if you murder somebody in a crime of passion?
I think it could maybe
not be murder one because it's not premeditated.
But you'd still go to jail.
But murder two.
Yeah.
Depends on
there's
the
some
state.
Leniency on that.
It's not premeditated.
But you still go to jail.
Are you planning something?
No,
that'd be premeditated.
No, because I'm saying, yeah, right? I mean, you're still going.
Know. All right, let's two other calls real quick, then we want to go back to Adam and Melissa, I believe it is. AML Angie, go ahead. Should he be forgiven?
She should forgive him for her, but I don't want somebody that somebody else can have. She's too good for him.
Okay, thank you.
Like it.
Jessica, go ahead.
Okay, I'm kind of against everybody else. I think she should forgive him. He, one, yeah, it was wrong. But he fessed up. Like, every other man relationship, they wait for you to catch them. And that's the problem. But he fessed up. Try it out. Forgive him. That's what you're supposed to do as a human. You forgive people. Take him back. He's going to treat you like a freaking queen. Test the waters. If it's love, it's love. I believe forgiveness.
Have you been in that situation before?
I have, and I currently went through that. My husband, let's get personal on the radio.
Yeah, that's
fine. We've been together for 16 years, and 3 years ago, it turned my whole world upside down. But I have children with him, and I've been with him. That's my life. Like, he's doing so great now. Like, he did his mess up, but we all have our flaws. But if it's love, it's love.
Who did he cheat with?
I could have picked a better father for him. It was just online stuff. He was just going through his thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
But I forgave it. I don't even touch base with it anymore because I forgave him. And I cannot. He's the best father for my children. He's such a great man. Like, we mess up. But if you love somebody, you got to forgive them. Like, you know when it's pure.
I like what you said. You don't go back to that there anymore. You forgave him, so you're moving forward. Because that's the hard part is you forgive,
mm-hmm.
and then they say something. You're like, oh, you're going to go do that again?
Can't
and
do
then
that.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, but the husband, in this
Thank
case,
you.
Also is supposed to take whatever steps necessary
Anything.
To make her
yes.
completely feel comfortable, meaning not associate with certain people for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Get rid of, it could be a job.
Yeah.
Leave that job. It could be anything.
Whatever. Yeah. It can't just be, I'm
sorry. There's a lot to that.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
We also, it wasn't 100% accurate what she was saying about the story because she was saying, well, he told her. Well, she suspected.
Yeah.
And so we don't know.
Well, he could have kept denying it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. All right. Let's go back. They've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Melissa, I believe
Correct.
It was Melissa. But Adam, before we go to Melissa and ask her if she's going to forgive and forget, anything else that you'd want to say?
I mean, other than not really, just I just hope she changes her mind, and I hope that, you know, she doesn't let, you know, the audience sway her in any way, that she truly decides on her own what she wants, and that, you know, it's in my favor. I just hope she.
All right, Melissa, how are you feeling?
Well, honestly, I basically just came on the show to give Adam some closure, because the minute he confessed to me, all my love for him died that minute. I mean, it just all died. I have no feelings for him. I forgive him. I've released him. I've had to do some pretty intensive therapy on myself.
Yeah.
I've moved on. I appreciate that he said he's sorry. He said it a million times, and I get it. I know he is sorry. That's not the point. He still did it. You know, we all have weak moments and we don't act on them, but he acted on this one. He threw our future and my love away just like that, just in a second. And I just can't be with him, because what's been done just can't be undone. It really can't. So, although I appreciate him being sorry, I just can't take him back. I am actually dating someone right now, and I am very, very happy in my own life. But I just want him to realize, you know, don't screw up the next one, and, you know, move on with your life. And I wish him the best. I really do.
Adam?
I hope you change your mind, Melissa. I mean, I've changed. I would never betray you ever again. You know how badly I hurt you. Like, I really, really want to make it right. And I just, I hope you change your mind. I hope you come back to me. Oh, like.
Well, unfortunately, that's just not going to happen. So you kind of just need to stop. You need to move on with your life. I have to, you know, this regret is something you're just going to have to live with. You know what I mean? You should have thought about that before you did the deed. And unfortunately, I just can't forget, you know, I've forgiven it, but I can't forget it. I can't forget that moment when my whole life just fell apart. I mean, I was on the ground crying for days after what you did, and I just can't forgive you. So, forget it. So, I've let it go to a point, and but it's just, I've moved on. I've moved on and I'm very happy with someone else, and that you need to do the same. Okay. So I'm sorry, but that's just how it is.
Whatever. All right.
Okay. We're going to let you guys go.
Yeah. Okay.
Best of luck to both of you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.